Is this the answer the Boston Red Sox have been looking for? What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to Red Sea Radio. My name is Corbin, and the last 24 hours have not been fun to be a Red Sox fan. Yesterday, if you haven't heard already, we found out that Tristan Casas suffered a stress fracture in his rib that's going to keep him out a whole lot longer than the initial 10-day IL, which creates a massive hole on the infield that was already massive to begin with Trevor Story going down for the entire year. But what if I told you there may be an answer to the Red Sox problem? That's right. Today, what we are doing in this video is we are breaking down a player that could answer the problems the Red Sox are currently facing. We're going to talk about why he could be a solution, what it would take to get him on the Boston Red Sox, and if it's even possible. But before we get into the full episode, thank you all so much for listening on either Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Take a second here, do us a favor, make sure you guys have hit that follow button. We talk Red Sox content almost every single day. Also, don't be afraid to give this episode or podcast a rating. Let us know what you think. It would mean a lot to me. It would help this podcast out a ton. Red Sea Radio's new to the podcast world, so it would mean a lot. Thank you all once again for clicking on this one. Let's get into it. The answer to two of the Red Sox's biggest problems right now could lie in the hands of a player by the name of Garrett Cooper. Now, it was announced yesterday that Garrett Cooper was designated for assignment by the Chicago Cubs, but before he was DFA'd by the Cubs, he spent 12 games with them, and in those 12 games, he had a .270 average, a .341 on base percentage, and a .432 slug, which is good for a .115 OPS plus, about 15% above league average production at the plate. And that's kind of been the story of Garrett Cooper's career. For the most part, he's been a really solid at-bat. In parts of 8 seasons in the bigs, he has a total .268 average with a .337 on base percentage and a .435 slug, which is good for a .109 OPS plus, 9% above league average production. Nothing super crazy. He isn't going to completely change the Red Sox offense the way a guy like Tristan Casas would, but he would most likely be an above average producer at the plate from the right hand side, which is something the Red Sox could really use. Right now, their first base position offensively is yielding a 41.4% strikeout rate with Casas benched for a while. That is almost half the time in that first base position you are getting a strikeout from. They're also hitting a combined average of 112. Not exactly the production you want to see out of that position. Garrett Cooper would provide a higher average and would most likely strike out at half the rate as the combination of Bob and Reyes are currently doing. His career strikeout percentage is 26.8% of the time. On top of that, he could also provide some power, nothing crazy, but a bit of power. He had 17 home runs last year, and right-handed hitters tend to get a bit of a boost at Fenway, so you could be possibly looking at a 15 to 20 home run type guy, which would be massive from the right-hand side. Right now, with Trevor Story going down and being out for the entire season, the power production from the right-hand side of the plate is solely on the shoulders of Tyler O'Neill, who, let's be honest here, doesn't have the best history staying healthy, and has already missed time because of that Rafael Devers collision. That's a lot of pressure to put on one singular person. Bringing in a guy like Garrett Cooper not only gives you production from first base when you are getting essentially absolutely nothing right now, but it also alleviates some of that pressure that's currently on Tyler O'Neill's shoulder to be the biggest bat in the lineup, at least from the right-hand side. Again, he's not going to be a 30-plus home run hitter. He's not going to be a guy that pitchers fear coming up in the lineup, but he is going to give you a solid at-bat, and he is going to hit a ball out once in a while, and that's kind of exactly what the Red Sox need offensively right now. And it's not just at the plate where Garrett Cooper could affect this team. He's also an above-average defender at first base. In his career, Garrett Cooper has spent 268 games playing first base at the major league level, and in those games, he has 3 defensive runs saved, which is about 3 runs saved better than the average player in Major League Baseball. Now, to be honest with you, Bobby Dalbec's actually been pretty impressive over there at first base defensively during the entire season, even before Tristan Casas went down. He looks like a really solid defender. The problem is, he's just not giving you anything at the plate. What Garrett Cooper could do is both, right? He's not going to be an all-star superstar player, but he's going to give you above average defense at first base, and he's going to give you an above average bat in the batter's box as well, and that combination makes him a more secure solution to this problem than Bobby Dalbec. You add Garrett Cooper to this club, and all of a sudden that massive, giant hole that Tristan Casas is leaving behind gets a little bit smaller. Now, is this a perfect solution to this problem? No, it's not, right? And that's because there is no perfect solution to losing a player like Tristan Casas. There's no perfect solution to losing a bat potential like Trevor Story. It's just never going to happen. But again, Garrett Cooper goes a long way in terms of sort of resolving that hole a little bit, making that hole a more manageable size than it is right now, because right now it really is just a gaping wide open wound for the Boston Red Sox when you could just patch it up a little bit and at the bare minimum get yourself by with a guy like Garrett Cooper. Now, there are two important questions about whether or not the Red Sox can get him. The first question is it even possible? Is there a way for the Red Sox to get Garrett Cooper on this team? And the second part of this is, are the Red Sox actually willing to do what it takes to get him here in Boston? The question of whether or not it's actually even possible to get him onto the Red Sox is a bit of a tricky one. Because he was DFA'd yesterday by the Chicago Cubs, the Cubs now have a couple of options. They have a week to either trade Garrett Cooper, put him back on the 40-man roster, or send him through the waiver wire. For the Red Sox, ideally, you'd want to go the trade route. Obviously, if he's put back onto the 40-man roster for the Chicago Cubs, it makes it a whole lot more difficult to acquire him. If they wait and hope that he can make it through the waiver wire to get to the Red Sox, they're probably going to lose him to another team. The way the waiver wire works is it goes from worst record to best record, with the Red Sox being somewhere in the middle. There are a whole lot of teams right now who could use a right-handed bat who get to pick him up before them. That's a big risk for the Red Sox to take. So the best route here would be to trade for him. And that's much easier said than done. We sit here and we look at everything Garrett Cooper can provide, and it's a no-brainer. We're sitting here and we're like, well, yeah, why wouldn't you trade for Garrett Cooper? And I would assume that's a similar thought process Craig Breslow is having right now. It's the Chicago Cubs. Obviously, Craig Breslow comes from the Chicago Cubs. He's got connections with the Chicago Cubs. He knows that organization. He knows its needs. He knows everything about it. I think it would be possible to trade for him, but it's going to be much harder than we realize, because everyone in Major League Baseball knows that the Red Sox have this gigantic hole, whether it be on the right-hand side of the plate or over at first base, just production-wise in general, which means to get a guy like Garrett Cooper, you're going to have to pay a pretty premium. You're going to have to pay the highest value possible to get Garrett Cooper on the team. And at that point, it becomes, from a Red Sox point of view, is it worth giving up more than you would normally give up to get a guy like Garrett Cooper on this team? And that leads me to the second part of that question. Are the Red Sox going to be willing to do this? And my answer is, they better be. Right now, Garrett Cooper's making 1 year, $1.5 million on his contract. If the Red Sox have a problem with that money amount, we have a much bigger problem here. I would understand the Red Sox not wanting to invest a 1 year, $10 million contract into this team, especially after everything that has happened so far this season. But $1.5 million is absolute chump change in the grand scheme of things of Major League Baseball. Even with their minuscule little budget that they had set for themselves over this offseason, the ridiculous thing that we had talked about essentially the entire offseason, $1.5 million, you should be able to find a way to squeeze that in. The only thing that should be standing in the way for the Boston Red Sox is the price it would take to trade for him. You obviously can't really wait through the waiver wire, even though it would most likely be much cheaper option where you would get him for league minimum. But again, you've got a ton of teams ahead of you that could use that first base production at league minimum. It's more than likely you're not going to end up getting him through the waiver wire. The literal only thing that should be standing in the way is the value the Cubs see Garrett Cooper at, or the value they want from the Boston Red Sox. But at the same time, too, I don't think this would cost anything super crazy. It's not like you'd have to give up one of your top 10 or even top 20 prospects to get Garrett Cooper in a Red Sox uniform. It's probably going to take someone in your top 30, probably, maybe two players in your top 30. And to me, as a Red Sox fan, that's absolutely worth it. Craig Breslow talked all the time about weighing the value of giving up future wins for wins now. And this wouldn't even be that, right? A lot of these guys who are top 30 in the Red Sox system are profiling out to be either utility guys, up and down players, stuff like that. This would be giving up a win or two in the future to gain a win or two now. To me, it still feels like a pretty obvious clean break. And I think that's absolutely worth it. This team has essentially been battling since Trevor Story Torrey went down. It has been an onslaught of injuries, yet they've been able to keep themselves above water. If anything, what that should show this front office is that this team is worth not totally investing in. I can understand not wanting to put all your chips into this team that still profiles out as an 82-83 win team right now, but it should at least, the bare minimum, prove to them that, hey, maybe we should reinforce this team a little bit to just give it a breath of fresh air. When was the last time we had some good news surrounding the Boston Red Sox? It's been a really long time. Essentially, again, since Trevor Story went down, it's just been one bad news after the other, and that's got to take a toll on these players as well. You still have to get through, what, 130-something games throughout this season? You got to raise morale a little bit, and at the bare minimum, you got to make them feel as though you're at least a little bit invested in seeing if they win or lose. And by getting Garrett Cooper, trading for Garrett Cooper, you absolutely do that. And I think it's 100% worth it, not only because of that morale stuff, but because of the fact that he also could play a pretty big role on this team. An above average bat and above average defender would do absolute wonders to both this lineup and this defensive alignment. But that's just my opinion. So let me know in the comment section down below, what are you thinking about this? Is this the answer to the Red Sox biggest problem? Is there someone else out there that you think would be a better answer? Or do you think there's not really a problem the Red Sox are willing to fix? Let me know all your thoughts on the possibility of getting Garrett Cooper in the comment section down below. As always, if you made it to the end of this episode, be sure to follow the podcast and give it a rating. Don't forget, you can always check out these episodes in video on YouTube by searching Red Seat Radio. We do live streams and all sorts of fun stuff over there as well. Thank you all very much for clicking on this one, and I will see you in the red seats.